Hey everybody, what is up? This is Gary with the podcast today. Video game news, all that kind of good stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It has been a little while, my friends. It's been a crazy week. It's been an absolutely crazy week. We are talking about Next Generation, and the cat and mouse game is getting exciting between PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. I'm going to be talking about a rumor that a new State of Play is going to be coming. I'm going to be talking about Microsoft's first party showcase. And I am going to kick things off with Nintendo as always. And I do say as always because I seem to start the show with Nintendo all the time. But whatever, that maybe that's how it's going to be, I guess. But I actually mention or I discuss why has Nintendo been so silent? And it has been basically deafening. Their silence has been deafening. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I really do appreciate it. I hope you guys are all well. And we're going to kick things off right now. Okay, friends, we're starting off this podcast. And I bet you can already guess. We're going to be talking about Nintendo. I specifically want to be talking about Nintendo's silence. They have been so silent as of late. They had a Nintendo Direct Mini, and I'm not even going to spend time on that because, in my opinion, and actually in a lot of people's opinions, because of, you know, this wonderful thing called the internet, their Nintendo Direct Mini, first of all, it was like 8 minutes, and it just wasn't that good. They really haven't had a big full-blown Nintendo Direct show in so long, and I think that they're actually going to be switching things up from the either in a format or the name of it, or something's going to be changing, I think, in regards to that. But anyways, their silence to me has been deafening. And what I mean by that is, like, it's almost August and we don't know what we're going to be playing later this year. There are rumors we're going to be getting a new Super Mario anniversary, which they could announce. I hope they announce. There are rumors of a new Pikmin. The thing is, and there's, you know, rumors. We know that Zelda is out there. We know that Bayonetta 3 supposedly is out there. We know that Metroid Prime 4 is a ways out. It's rumored that Metroid Prime Trilogy is out there. But a lot of it is just rumors. And a lot of it, I don't think we're going to be playing until 2021, maybe. So their silence has been deafening, especially with this next generation. And we're going to talk about, you know, what was announced in the cat and mouse game of PlayStation 5 and Xbox in the next segment. But I don't know if they're, who knows? Who knows what is going to happen? I just know that there's been a lack of Nintendo news, and I know gamers are probably getting frustrated, and I don't want to know what I'm going to be playing on my Nintendo Switch. I want to know what Nintendo's response is going to be to this next generation of systems coming out, because they have a lot of systems for the Nintendo Switch sold. And in case they did not get the memo, PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series X are coming out. So I'm very interested to see how they're going to respond. are they going to respond with Zelda releasing? Are they going to respond with a new maybe Mario Kart 9? I know that would shift units. Are they going to respond with new Nintendo Switch lights, like colors, or, you know, it's something. They need to announce something, I think. Maybe they're waiting to blow our socks off, but I don't know what's going to be going on. I do want to make mention of, they have a shareholders meeting coming up in the first week of August, so stay tuned for that. Typically when they have these shareholder meetings, something could be announced or something will be announced. I am eager to see, because I would imagine someone is, if nothing has been said by then, and I want to say the shareholders meeting is August 6th, So hopefully we'll hear something by then. This recording of this podcast is July 29th. So you're probably listening to it at the end of July or early August. But hopefully something is announced in the form of, you know, a Nintendo Direct or something, right? Something. Because I would imagine if they reach this shareholders meeting on August 6th and they don't have anything, they haven't announced anything, they haven't shared anything, we still don't know what they're going to be putting out for the holiday time, I would imagine some shareholder is going to say, yeah, what the heck are we going to be playing later this year, and how are you going to combat PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X with Halo? So I would imagine that's going to happen. So I want to know what you guys think. If you guys want to, you can actually call into the show. Let me know what you guys think of Nintendo's silence and why you think it's either a good thing or a bad thing. Who knows? Maybe you think it's a good thing. Maybe you think it's, hey, you know what? They're gearing up for something big, or they don't need to be, you know, the Switch is selling like crazy. They got a whole bunch of good content. They have some good games coming out, you know, but I mean, I would think Nintendo's first parties really need to be, you know, they're obviously working on something. We don't know what they're working on, but they're obviously working on something. So fingers crossed that they decide to share it soon. So up next, that's we're going to be talking about next generation systems, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X. So stay tuned for that. Next generation, my friends, is upon us. And I know. I say that a lot in the podcast, but it is. And it's exciting. And it's getting even more exciting, to tell you the truth, because it is become a cat and mouse game with PlayStation, or I should say Sony and Microsoft. And it is just getting better and better and better and better, my friends. I am super excited. It is rumored that Sony will now have a State of Play showcase in early August. This rumor, where does it come from? I'm pretty sure it comes from a Twitter user, if I'm not mistaken. I just remember reading the rumor. But what I like is that we didn't hear anything for so long about these two next generation systems. And now we're really, like, stuff started to trickle in. And now I think that we're going to be getting kind of a back and forth between Sony and Microsoft. Microsoft just had their first party showcase. And with this rumored Sony State of Play, it looks like they're going to be going back and forth. I wonder if they're going to be showcasing the price point at any point. I mean, they have to announce the price at some point. But again, it's a cat and mouse game, and it is it's getting exciting, if you ask me. So Microsoft just had their first party showcase, and people walked away unhappy or unimpressed. And I really thought Microsoft was going to knock it out of the park. And they kind of fell flat in terms of really wowing, like, the gamers and wowing people to say, okay, Microsoft really has something going on. I just think they're putting out more of a confusing message. It plays best on Xbox Series X, but a lot of these games are going to be able to play on Xbox One X anyways. So I think they're confusing gamers. I thought Halo looked pretty good. A lot of people thought it looked like a current gen system, and gamers don't want that. Gamers want there's memes and everything, guys. Like, and Microsoft's kind of embracing it. To me, I'd be a little bit embarrassed about it and be like, all right, guys, we gotta not go back to the drawing board here, but we really gotta showcase something that is truly, truly next gen, next level, next. Otherwise, we're gonna be in a distant third again, and we don't want that. We do not want that. So, I thought their showcase looked good. I thought some of the games looked pretty good. It didn't blow me away. Like, I'm sorry, that PlayStation 5 it blew me away, especially Ratchet and Clank, all the stuff that was alive, and there was just so much going on. It looked and felt next gen. Now, Ratchet and Clank games always look good. They always look phenomenal, but you know, stuff really looked next gen in PlayStation, and that's just the beginning, I think. And I think Microsoft, they had a blueprint. They really could have knocked it out of the park, and I don't know why what happened here. So they really misfired. I am very eager to see how they respond again, because this is two showings of their next generation system, and for the most part, it has been pretty negative. So we'll see if Sony can capitalize on that. I think Sony should try it and at least capitalize on that. We'll see what happens going forward. So I am interested to see how Microsoft comes up and responds to all of this. This cat and mouse game is going to be exciting headed into the holiday season, where, you know, I mean, I think that Microsoft could come back and showcase their Xbox, the rumored Xbox Series S, which is the, it's a rumored, a discless Xbox Series, for real cheap. I think that'd be a good counter. And, I mean, the Game Pass is phenomenal, right? Xbox Game Pass is truly unique, and it is a game changer. But it just seems like people weren't impressed with their showcase, myself included. I mean, I thought their showcase wasn't that bad. I mean, but I went on, and I saw a lot of people. I mean, a lot of Twitter users, a lot of YouTubers saying that they fell flat. So some of the games look interesting, very interesting to me. It's pretty cool that they're going to be re-releasing or releasing again, or have a sequel to Fable. I thought that was really, really sweet. I thought that was pretty unique, and that was nice that they showed something. But it's funny because they didn't really show much gameplay, which I thought that was going to be the case. I thought they were going to show gameplay. They showed a lot of Halo. But again, Halo looked like a current gen, you know, high-end game. I mean, look at Ghost of Tsushima. That game, just the look of it looks phenomenal on a PlayStation 4, let alone a PlayStation 4 Pro. Some of these games this generation, Last of Us too, they really, really, you know, for that sake, what about like Mario Odyssey? Those games, for, you know, on a severely underpowered Nintendo system, they're bright, they're colorful, and they look phenomenal. I'm not saying Halo looked bad. It looked like a current gen system. I think the game is going to be phenomenal. I think that the gameplay is going to be good. I thought it looked, like I said, I thought it looked decent. But for the most part, a lot of people were, I guess, expecting a lot more. So we'll see how Microsoft responds. And it's going to be interesting. It'll be very, very interesting. This whole, you know, you show a game or two, I show a game or two, we'll show the system, we'll show the price. I am eager to see now, A, when the prices come out, B, when you could finally pre-order these things, and C, I'm eager to see how Microsoft responds to the digital only. Like, are they going to showcase, you know, what they got coming and all that stuff? So let me know what you guys think of the showcase, and let me know what you guys think of this rumor. You can actually, like I said, call into the show. I'll play it on. I know you guys are listening out there. Maybe you guys are just shy and don't want to call in, which is totally fine. That's fine. As long as you're listening, and as long as you're tuning in and getting some sort of pleasure. I don't know the right word. Enjoyment out of this podcast. I'll be a happy camper. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I hope your day is good, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Keep it locked here. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, as more content is going to be coming your way. I got some exciting stuff. I reached out to a bunch of people, and I'm going to be doing some interviews in the upcoming podcasts. So stay tuned. We'll see. My fingers are crossed. I'm just going to say my fingers are crossed on some of the guests that I do have lined up. So stay tuned for that. Should be good. Hope you guys are good. Have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.